yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Iranians are marking the anniversary of the takeover of the United States Embassy in 1979 that took place months after the Islamic Revolution. On November 4th that year, Iranian university students entered the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Tehran, and took control of it. The takeover came days after the toppled Shah of Iran, who had fled the country months earlier, was admitted to the U.S. The admission of the Shah to the U.S. raised fears that America was planning to help him take back power. But why did the students take over the U.S. Embassy and detain its staff?
The United States is an imperialist power, and it's one of the characteristics of an imperialist power to plant spy dens and spy networks all over a country to control all its major political, social, economical systems, and to control these systems for its own benefits. So they work for its own profits. They exploited our natural resources. They exploited our oil.
But are you really saying that the people that you have taken prisoner, that you're holding in this building, are responsible for that in a way?
No, we don't say that the people directly. The system, the United States imperialist system, is responsible for this. The hostages here, okay, they were just people handling the thing. We don't say that these hostages are innocent.
The building, known as the Den of Espionage in Iran, was widely believed to be the coordination center for efforts against the revolution. The U.S. was badly hurt by the 1979 revolution because it lost a key strategic ally in the Middle East region. The Pahlavi regime turned Iran into a major base for the United States, from where it projected power and control in the region. Fears were rife that America, through its diplomats inside Iran, was trying to find a way to somehow reverse the developments of that defining year. The November 4th takeover was widely welcomed by Iranians who were worried about U.S. plots.
When the students took over the Den of Espionage, all organizations, political groups and camps expressed their support for the action. Political groups from the far left like Maoists, communists, Marxists and socialists to the far right like nationalists, as well as all political figures, and Imam Khomeini himself expressed a strong support for the students. People from all walks of life gathered outside the Den of Espionage voicing support for the students.
As the students were about to enter the premise, the embassy staff frantically shredded many top-secret documents. Some of them, painstakingly reassembled, revealed the CIA's attempts to recruit leading politicians to subvert the system. Iranians were worried about another U.S. coup d'etat plot, and their worries were fully justified. That's because the CIA had in 1953 engineered a notorious coup that brought down the government of democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh and consolidated Shah's rule.
This has gone on 50 or 60 years, where the United States has been involved in overthrowing governments. Mossadegh back in 1953. Nobody knows who Mossadegh was. Democratically elected Prime Minister of Iran. He was overthrown by British and American interest because he threatened oil interest of the British. And as a result of that, the Shah of Iran came in, terrible dictator. As a result of that, you had the Iranian revolution coming in, and that's where we are today.
Mossadegh had managed to nationalize oil, anchoring Britain and the U.S. The CIA publicly admitted in 2013 that it masterminded the coup. A section of an internal CIA document dubbed The Battle for Iran says, quote, "The military coup that overthrew Mossadegh and his National Front cabinet was carried out under CIA direction as an act of U.S. foreign policy, conceived and approved at the highest levels of government." America's actions against the Iranian nation have been ongoing for decades, and that explains why the nation deeply distrusts the U.S.
From over 60 years ago until now, the U.S. has opposed the will of the Iranian people. The U.S. has confronted the revolution at every stage. America's hands can be seen in every plot against Iran. From the coup d'etat of 1953, which toppled democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, to arming and equipping the Pahlavi regime's intelligence apparatus, imprisoning the revolutionary figures and training torturers to fool military, political and economic support for the regime of Shah, who was confronting the Iranian nation. After the victory of the revolution, the United States began confronting the revolution. They admitted the Shah to the US to prepare him to seize power again.
The major developments of 1979 in Iran, like the revolution and the embassy takeover, deepened U.S. animosity towards Iran. This is because the country, once ruled by an American-backed regime, turned into a regional player that soon began opposing U.S. imperialist policies in the region. Today, almost 40 years after the Islamic Revolution, America's anti-Iran stances and measures are very much ongoing. For instance, the U.S. withdrew from the international nuclear deal with Iran in May despite global condemnation. It is now imposing tough sanctions against the Islamic Republic in a bid to hurt its economy. The United States is sparing no effort against the Islamic Republic since the establishment is based on opposing imperialist policies.
There was a coup and made everything worse, and we're still suffering the consequences from that. But we're back at it again, and I'd like to just make a comment about why do you think it is that we as a country and our foreign policy leaders, we do certain things and they always fail, essentially, and sometimes they help the enemy more than they help us, and they never seem to learn. Have you noticed that the failure of foreign policy, that we don't have a very good record?
Iran is on a long list of countries that were or are under American domination. The U.S. has been working hard to expand its political, economic, cultural, and military control over vast parts of the world. The United States has a very long history of foreign interventions and coups against popular governments around the world. Such interventions have usually wreaked havoc on the lives of people in targeted countries. The United States of America was founded in 1776. That's 242 years ago. Since then, America has been involved in countless conflicts. A close look at the timeline of America's wars reveals something very shocking. The United States has been at war during 222 out of its 239 years of existence. That's over 93% of its entire history. Some say policymakers in Washington are addicted to interventions and cannot think outside this framework. Here's the endless list of conflicts involving the United States of America. Some of the major U.S. military interventions over the past decades were the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the massive bombing operation against Laos, invasion of Panama and Grenada, Bay of Pigs invasion, two wars against Iraq, the bombing of Libya, and the invasion of Afghanistan, which is widely recognized as America's longest war ever. Many of such interventions have failed to produce the intended results. A case in point is Afghanistan, where the Taliban is taking territory despite over 17 years of the U.S.-led military campaign. Most U.S. wars have undermined global security and caused massive casualties, mostly civilians. But America seems unwilling to abandon its political and military interventionism across the world. It instead uses its propaganda machine to make the case for new conflicts or conceal the catastrophic impacts of its political and military interference. The U.S. establishment uses the media to manipulate public opinion. U.S. President Donald Trump had spoken in favor of ending America's interventionism before taking office. He was a fierce critic of past U.S. presidents for their interventionist policies and for not focusing on domestic affairs and economy.
Money should be spent in our country. We should rebuild our country. And we should also, by the way, reduce our $16 trillion in debt. Let's get with it. Get out of Afghanistan.
But the actions and decisions of the current administration strongly suggest there has been no shift in policy. The U.S. is still defiantly sticking to its interventionism and pressure tactics against other nations. America seems to be failing to learn from the past.